Recorded.
Somebody just called in by, someone just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself, please?
This is Laurel Martin.
Yeah, hello, you show up. This is somebody who called in on a phone that's not showing up right now. If you called in on a phone, No, Scott, you actually must have done the, you seem to only show up once this time. It's caller number 5, it hasn't lit yet, so whoever it is hasn't spoken. Is there anybody else that may have called in that might be using a computer and a phone? Alright, well anyway, I'd like to welcome everybody to
the world.
Alright, number 6 is Diana Worrell. Alright, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Accessibility Technical Advisory Committee meeting, Thursday, January 25th, 2024. I want to remind folks about background noise. Please keep your devices on mute. If you're using the phones, please don't put it on hold. Please state your name each time you speak and tag members when making and seconding motions. And please wait to speak until the opportunities are provided. All right. Let's go ahead and do a roll call. Commissioner Gross, Jeff, are you on?
I'm here, Jeff.
There you are. Great. John Guerra?
Present.
Okay. Jack Humberg?
Present. I'm here.
Okay. Laurel Martin?
Here.
Very good. Darren McNarty? Barb Page?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, caller number 5 is Barbara Page. Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
Commissioner Schilling? I understand that he may have had a surgery, so he might not be here. Larry Schneider? And Diana Worrell?
I'm here.
Somebody else just joined by phone, number 7.
This is Chip Sellers.
Okay, that's Chip. All right, just double-checking whether Sharon, Commissioner Schilling, or Larry are on.
I haven't heard from Sharon in months.
Yeah, she hasn't been on in the meetings I've done lately either. Okay, well, we have 7 of our 10 members, so we do have a quorum. And with that, we will go to the next step. We have from DBPR, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, Chip Sellers, and Justin Vogel, and I'm the commission's facilitator, Jeff Blair. Commissioner Gross, do you want to do the agenda in the minutes and turn it to me, or do you want me just to go whichever you prefer?
Yeah, I'll do the approval of the agenda.
Okay.
Looking for review and approval of the agenda. Anyone make a motion?
Diana Worrell, move to approve.
Okay, do we have a second?
Laurel Martin, second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against?
Aye.
All against, like sign. Okay, the meeting agenda is approved. We'll have the review and approval of the February 24th meeting minutes. Is there any comment or a motion on that?
John Guerra moves to approve.
Thank you, John. Second?
I just did. Diana Worrell, I'll second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those again, like sign. Okay, the minutes are approved. Jeff, you want to go ahead and start the errata?
Yes, sir. Okay, first I want to...
Hey, Jeff, you're a little squeaky. I don't know why. I don't know if the rest of you are hearing that, but Jeff Blair seems a little squeaky. The rest of you hearing that? Maybe it's just my thing. Maybe it's just on my end. Go ahead, Jeff.
Are you hearing me okay, folks?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Okay, so first I'd like to just review the process. Basically, I'll introduce each one in turn. If we only have two to consider, the proponent will have 3 minutes, or anybody who wishes to speak in favor of it will have 3 minutes from the public. Anybody in opposition will have the same. If there's a pro and con, we'll have 1 2-minute collective rebuttal opportunity from the pro and con side. Then we'll come back to the TAC. The TAC has two decisions or recommendations to make to the commission. First, does it meet either, if it's submitted as an errata, the definition of errata, which is it means a list of errors on current and previous editions of the Florida Building Code, or if it's submitted as a glitch, does it meet any of the glitch criteria, conflicts within the updated code, conflicts between the Florida Fire Prevention Code, the updated code, unintended results from the integration of the model code, equivalency of standards, and changes to or inconsistencies with federal or state law. And then this one won't apply in our case, which is an updated edition of the NEC necessary. So those are the criteria that would have to meet one of those, or if it's an errata, the definition. And then you'll make a motion to the commission to recommend, A, it does meet that criteria or doesn't, and whether to approve it as submitted, as modified, or if you don't think it's a good change or whatever, you can make a recommendation to the commission to deny it. Those are the options. Does any TAC member have any questions regarding the process? All right, Mo, I will turn it to you for reviewing the documents online.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Medani, and sharing screen. And I have, you know, mainly a minute here to just go let you know that from your agenda, you should be able to access this matrix, you know, which is the glitch, the RIDA matrix, which has all the glitches and erratas which you received during this cycle. As you see, they are mainly broken down by tax. The third column in this metric is mainly a list of erratas and glitches which received by the deadline, November 1st. And the last column is the glitches and errata received, but with comments. Some of these errata that we received were subjected to the 45-day comment period, which is where we received comments on them. For accessibility, you see there's the agenda, and there is also the report with comments, which we'll be using for this meeting to review the proposed glitches and errors. Any question? If no question, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So our first one is FAC FBC Building Chapter 10. Errata number one, submitted by Katrina Pumagalli. Is Katrina here? Okay, is there anybody from the...
I'll take it. If you want me, I'll introduce it. It's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
This has came up some time ago, and I think the issue here is that the Florida Accessibility Code, mainly, if you look at it under section 404.2.1, revolving door, it says revolving door, revolving gate, and transit shall not be part of an accessible route. However, when you go to the Florida Building Code, section 1010.5.1.2, one, it says a clear web, it seems to give you some requirements which is in conflict or not consistent with the accessibility code, which says we're located as part of an accessible route, transdials shall have not less than 36 inch, the clear, and the below the height. So it's more of a, and talk about the accessible ramp. It's a clearly there is a conflict between the two, and I think the proposal here is to just reserve section 10.5.1.1 clear width and just mainly defer to the Florida accessibility code for the subject.
Now, would you classify this as a glitch as opposed to an errata?
I think I would say a glitch. Yeah, it's a conflict, so I would say glitch.
All right, so that if the TAC agrees, and that would probably be, instead of an errata, we'd call it glitch. All right, does anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the comments?
Good morning, Scott McAdam, DOAF, in support, and then also would like to say this is going to be heard later on at the fire attack meeting.
Right. Okay, anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of this comment? All right. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition to the comment? Hearing none, I'll come back to the TAC for the action. If you agree, then you would make the recommendation to the commission that this is a glitch and to approve it as submitted, if that is what you agree with. TAC members?
This is Diana Worrell. I will go ahead and make the motion to approve this as written, and let's discuss.
Okay, is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
I have a motion and a second to recommend to the commission that this is a glitch and to approve as submitted. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? And that is unanimous as submitted. Okay, our final one is TFBC. Chapter 4, errata number 1, submitted by DPR staff. Mo?
Yeah, this is Mo Medani, and this errata is has to do with the plumbing code, section 403.1.1, fixture calculation. In there, it mainly referenced ICCA 11.7.1, this is mainly the standard for accessible and usable facility, which is not part of the Florida accessibility code. It has been a practice to anything that has to do with the accessibility code that we do refer it to the Florida accessibility code and not use ICCA 11.7.1. So the errata here is to mainly remove the reference to ICCA 117.1 and just reference the Florida accessibility code as we've done it throughout the code. Thanks.
All right. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the errata?
Scott McAdam, DOAF, in support, and then again also later on today, the plumbing TAC will listen to it.
Okay. All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition? Hearing none, we'll come back to our TAC for your recommendation to the commission.
Schiffer will move support of the errata.
Sorry, excuse me. This is John Guerra. I'd like to raise a question, and you can, you know, if this is not the right time and place for this, let me know, and I can stop.
Well, is the question on this particular errata?
So the question is related to this particular code section. But it deals with other wording in that section, not necessarily the wording that's being proposed to change. Basically, it's the word stall at the end. And the reason I'm questioning it is because it's not defined. I think it can be confusing, and it's not defined in the plumbing code, the accessibility code, or the building code. The only place it's referred in any of the codes is in the accessibility code, where they reference stall-type urinals. So I think that it could be a confusing word in this section. So I don't know if this is actually something that should be put in another proposal, another errata. I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
At this point, really, the scope is limited to just this removal of ICCA 117.1. And it says, okay, and each unit that is provided shall be located in a stall. So are you saying this is in conflict with the accessibility code?
He's saying it needs a definition.
I understand. Yeah. But I mean, at this point, really, that's a code change per se. It's not a conflict or anything. So I don't think it's a glitch.
John, that would probably need to come up in the next code cycle as a proposal to change it or provide a definition. It doesn't quite fit into this particular phase of the process. Not that it's not an important issue or shouldn't be done, but.
Okay.
All right, so we have a motion. I need a second, please.
I'll second the motion, Diana Worrell.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Brad and Diana, respectively, to recommend to the commission that this is errata and to approve it as submitted. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Then that is also unanimous. Is there any general public comment? If not, Commissioner Gross, if you would adjourn us, please.
Okay, move to adjourn. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, staff.
Thank you, Jeff.